You're listening to episode 39 of SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. In this week's podcast, we catch up with SIA New Product Showcase winner, Pivot 3. We speak with co-founder and chief marketing officer, Lee Caswell, about their storage offering and why storage is now a sexy part of the video surveillance industry. All right, so we are back from ISC West 2009, which was a much better show, I think, than everyone thought it would be. And we've got on the line with us today Lee Caswell from Pivot 3. Lee is the co-founder and chief marketing officer for Pivot 3. And why we brought Lee on today was that Pivot 3's serverless computing took the Best in Show Award from the SIA New Product Showcase Awards that were presented last week during ISC West 2009. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So good show for you. You guys, I mean, it can't be much better. You guys won the Best in Show Award, right?
It was for us, it was very exciting. It was a repeat for the video storage category. We won that category. But then, what was a thrill for us was to win the most, arguably, but the most prestigious award, the Best in Show Award among 76 entrants for all products. I think it's the first time a storage company or storage product has ever won that award, so we're thrilled about that.
That's great. And judging by a few times I came by your booth, you guys seem pretty packed, getting a lot of buzz off the award.
Yeah, it was a packed show for us. And, it's interesting. I think just the fact that, storage is being considered at this level right now shows that in this industry, storage is sexy. it's a tribute to the fact that as people look to deploy more cameras, and those are higher resolution cameras, and then are trying to save video for longer, the issue around how you store all this, right, is starting to dominate other issues. And while we've seen a lot of innovation over the last couple of years in the systems that kind of lead into the storage. So, usually we start from the camera side, and you've seen a lot of really interesting innovation there on megapixel cameras and H.264 compression. And then they've come into video management systems, software systems, and there's certainly been a lot of innovation there around analytics and other features. But the storage side has largely remained as it was 10 years ago. And so the opportunity has been for a company like Pivot 3 to innovate there and make a big difference on what can be 50% of the cost of these installations.
So on that, I mean, and for our listeners, the product is serverless computing. This is a Pivot 3 product. Can you explain what is the product? How does it work? How can it be used?
Sure. When people start thinking about systems, they rarely think about storage first. Generally, what they start with is they start with the cameras and look and say, hey, I need about this many cameras and this resolution, and I'm going to be trying to record this for a certain amount of time. And what we're finding is that people generally have very high expectations of how long they're going to be able to keep the storage. If you ask, let's say, a local county sheriff, right, how long he'd like to keep his data, he may start with a year. And then people start putting the numbers together and saying, "Oh wow, how am I going to do this?" So, the concept of serverless computing is based on what Pivot 3 first innovated and won the award for last year, which is called our RAGE array, and that's RAID across Gigabit Ethernet. And the concept basically is that we can take multiple appliances that have storage and scale that out in a way that provides what you need for video surveillance. We call it the ABCs. That's availability, which means the system continues to run even when some of the components fail. You have to expect that things will fail. And so the Pivot 3 RAGE architecture allows for that. That's the A, availability. B is for bandwidth or performance, so something that gives you enough performance for streaming these video systems. And everybody's seen this on YouTube, I think, where you sit and wait for something to buffer to just display on your system. Well, you can imagine how in an airport or a seaport or a railway, having hundreds or even 1,000 cameras streaming into the slowest part of the system, which is the disk drives, can become a really interesting problem to solve. And this scale-out architecture that Pivot3 developed solves that. And lastly, just the capacity. So you can have, you know, hundreds of terabytes. And, you know, most people have a maybe a 200 gigabyte drive in their computer. Well, you know, terabytes are 1,000 gigabytes, and we even have customers that are doing petabytes. So in, you know, if we step back and say there's servers, that, or sorry, there's cameras that are feeding into servers and then feeding into storage, the innovation that Pivot3 introduced this year, which we call serverless, means that we're able to run the applications that we're running on the servers in the storage array. And so for the first time in the industry, you've been able to take and run the, you know, applications that are managing, and that could be an application from Genetec or Milestone, OnSSI, Mirasys. Those applications can now run on the same platform that's providing the storage. And for the end customer, that means you don't have to buy those servers anymore, and you can eliminate the cost, the power, and the cooling that those servers would ordinarily take. A recent example that we had was the Choctaw casinos, for example, were putting in over a petabyte of storage. And in that case, they were having to have, they were looking at having over 90 servers that would be serving that video into the storage. With serverless computing, we were able to eliminate all 90 of those servers and have that server functionality run within the storage platform. And so, you know, in these days and times, everybody's trying to do more with less. So the idea that you could, you know, get the same functionality, you know, that server functionality is now inside the storage platform, and eliminate all of that external hardware, over four racks of powered servers, is a compelling sort of argument that people look for today in these applications.
Sure, a lot of interest in higher efficiency and power savings as we, even as the security industry, maybe we're the last industry, as we go green. So, Lee, in terms of, for our listeners, how would they use this? What would this replace? I mean, this would replace those racks of servers, but are there any other models for how this might be used and so forth?
Sure. So when you think about how to deploy a system today, if you were running a if you stepped back to an analog system, right, you have an analog camera feeding a VCR, right? That VCR then became a DVR with a local disk, and then the next implementation of that became a network video recorder where you had some local, you know, some resident storage that was being shared by multiple cameras and multiple applications. Well, in the serverless model, what it allows you to do is to scale the back-end storage, if you will, and then not have to fund or power or cool the servers that were in front of that. And so this is a, you know, it's a model that works because in the surveillance market, there's generally relatively few applications that have a very large amount of storage behind it. And so you might have applications like a video management system, piece of software. You may have some analytics, maybe access control. But that's a fairly small number of server applications and a large amount of storage. And that's what provides the opportunity. What's kind of interesting is it's almost the exact opposite of what you see in a classic IT model. In a classic IT model, you'll see many, many applications, ERP, payroll, CRM, right? You'll have a whole set of applications and a little bit of storage. You know, a very large database today is still 100 gigabytes. So the opportunity is that instead of applying server consolidation in the way that the IT model has deployed it, where you consolidate servers and leave a little bit of central storage, this model here means that you can go and run your applications on the host, on the Pivot3 serverless computing platform and not have to have those external servers be powered and cooled.
One of the things that's, of course, been a huge trend at this trade show at the ISC West 2009, but also extending back, you know, years now, has been the whole transition as we move from, you know, things like DVRs and analog cameras into the world of IP cameras and, you know, IP-based, IP-connected storage. How does your system play with, legacy equipment like analog cameras? How do those fit in?
Yeah, great question. So the serverless computing platform works seamlessly with either analog or digital cameras. Generally, you'll have analog cameras today will be put into an encoder that encodes the stream and creates a digital stream out of that. And from that point on, you're really looking at just, for a system like serverless computing, it's just bits coming in, where what you want on the back end to support all of this is a very efficient, low-cost, and integrated system. And, we've seen so far is the servers and the storage were really treated as separate components, and in many cases, even as proprietary components. So as the industry is moving to an open systems model, now what you're seeing is, hey, I can take this megapixel camera from this vendor, and I can take this application software from this vendor, and serverless computing from Pivot3, and put it together and really make a best-of-breed type of application. And that's a very interesting model, not just for customers who get the pass-through benefits of the technology improvements and the lower costs overall, but it's also very interesting for the integrators and resellers in this space, where instead of making 15% margins reselling a system that's been cobbled together by more of a proprietary vendor, they can take an open systems model and make higher margins, right, and be able to support it downstream with their own group. And this is the model that the IT space has been working with, for years. But we're seeing security integrators now, waking up and saying, hey, I can participate in large deals with a company like Pivot3 and be very successful and make a lot of money.
So again, the Pivot3 Serverless Computing won the New Product Showcase Best in Show Award, and you can get information at pivot3.com, right, Lee?
That's right, pivot3.com. You can find both our the award announcement, and also, very interesting, just take a look at the flash demo that we've put together, which really shows just how simple this is to go and deploy in the field.
So, again, check it out at pivot3.com. Well, Lee, congratulations again.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Appreciate the time.
And we'll look for this at more trade shows down the road, see what you guys have to innovate.
Absolutely.